Listening to Saturday Sunrise on 104.9 WFIW, as well as the WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM and online at WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn. It's time for Saturday Sunrise. So as always, you can listen to past episodes of Saturday Sunrise by going to WFIWradio.com, clicking on About Us, and then clicking on a Saturday Sunrise where you can listen to podcast of every episode. You can listen to last week's interview that I had with Dana Bear, who is the owner of Steph's Coffee Shop down there at Mill Shoals. They are having the Mill Shoals townwide rummage sales down there today. Also, Big Boy Catering is going to be down there. Paula Bush with the massages. Also, I would like to mention here, too, in Fairfield is the Founders Day Festival. Fairfield celebrating 200 years, the bicentennial. Also, Homestead Vineyard and over there West Salem are going to be launching fireworks, going to be having live music over there later on today. And also, Monster Trucks at Wayne County Speedway. Lots of events happening here in the area and region today. And I'm glad to have this guy back here on the show. He's been on here a couple of times. And this is something that is coming up. It's not today. It's 1 week from today. So on Saturday, July 6th. And this is the fourth annual Half-Year Board Game Party. James Murphy is my guest here this morning. James and I are co-hosting this event. We've been doing this now for the past few years. And Murph, I know it doesn't, the title doesn't really tell the story, but what is the fourth annual Half-Year Board Game Party and where is it at this year?
Yeah, thanks for having me on again. This fourth annual board game party, it's really just a day dedicated to, you know, playing board and card games. We've had a lot of fun with it in the past. This is the fourth year we're doing it. The last 3 years were great, so it's, you know, why stop there and have it at a fourth? And it's really just a day of, you know, you have some tasty snacks available to you, and along with that, many laughs. You're getting to hang out with friends and family. You know, who knows, you might even make a new friend there since you have a common interest in the board games. Again, as Derek said, it'll be July 6th. We'll probably start setting up between 10 and 11, so sometime after lunch, you'd be more than welcome to stop by. I'd ask that you'd probably have lunch beforehand, because unless you want to just have lunch based on cookies and chips and things like that, that's up to you. It is going to be at the Community Facilities Building in the Village of Mill Shoals, or it's also known as the Steph's Coffee Shop. There is absolutely no charge to get in. I encourage you to bring your favorite board game to share, or just to bring a finger food.
And also bring a friend as well. And Murph, this was inspired by an event in Mount Vernon, Illinois. What's the story behind how this event was created?
Absolutely. It was actually this past New Year's Eve was the eighth year we've been going to it. And before those 8 years started, I was just Googling things, you know, what to do, you know, what's local in the area that would be really fun to do in New Year's Eve, because I was just, you know, sitting at home and watching the New Year's come in. But now I wanted to go out and do something fun. So I did a little bit of research, found that this library in Mount Vernon, Illinois was hosting an event. And it was all about board games. So I was like, hey, that sounds like fun. So I'm going to go there and give it a try. So we head over there with a few friends. And we have a heck of a time. They have quite a variety of board games. Every New Year's Eve, they've got all sorts of finger foods and snacks. You know, a lot of great people. They're willing to teach you how to play new games. And it's, you know, they don't charge anything either. They do restrict it to adults. But it's definitely, you know, it's a great experience there. And so I said, well, hey, why is it? It's just a bummer that that comes once a year. So, and I thought, well, 4 years ago, I was like, well, how about we just start having a half-year board game party? And sure enough, that the idea was born, and we've been doing it ever since.
Well, you're listening to Saturday Sunrise on WFIW AM and FM and online at WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here, James Murphy alongside, and we're talking about our fourth annual half-year board game party. Murph and I are co-hosting it this year at Steph's Coffee Shop and Mill Shoals on Saturday, July 6th. You bought games before the event, so what are the new board games this year?
Yeah, every year I try to expand my collection. I've created a Facebook event, and I asked several people, you know, for recommendations. This year, I'm, I bought a few general games that I didn't have, but I wanted to expand my collection to make sure they were included. Things like Scattergories, Trouble, Battleship, Connect 4. One thing I'm really excited to play is an expansion to a game that's been a real big hit. There is the Betrayal at House on the Hill, and I got an expansion for it called Widow's Walk that I can't wait to open that up and get into that.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. It's a great game.
And also just purchased a card game. It's fairly well known, called Exploding Kittens. No, you don't actually blow up kittens. It's all in the cards, but it's from what I can tell in the reviews, you know, it's a very fun card game, and I'm looking forward to playing that.
All right. Well, one thing is this year, I want to describe about this. We're going to be having bingo this year. Last year was the first time we had bingo, had a great turnout for it. Five Brothers Cafe in Fairfield, they are allowing us to use their bingo cards again this year. They did that last year, and they're doing it again this year. So I want to thank Five Brothers Cafe. I would like to mention that the bingo pretty much follows the same rules over there. We're going to have, like, food for the prizes, snacks, but also cash as well for the blackout bingo round. The bingo should last about an hour just for everyone to come together and play with each other. And the blackout money round, if you... get all the numbers on your card, and if it's you know, if it's correct, if it's a valid blackout, then you'll win some cash here. I will not disclose how much cash at this time, but I will tell you this though: last year, Melissa Barbary of Fairfield was the winner of $50 in cash for the blackout bingo round. So again, I want to thank Five Brothers Cafe for allowing us to use their bingo cards again this year, just like last year. I'll be calling. I'm not playing bingo. I'm gonna be the caller. So. I hope to call your numbers and also have fun in the process. Now, Murph, there's going to be a lot of food. We know we're going to be having pizza, snacks. And again, we'd like to mention free admission. Free admission on the way around.
That's right. Yeah, especially with, you know, like you mentioned, food. Where we're talking a lot of tasty snacks from anything, cookies, chips. I know I usually like to bring some birthday cake Oreos if I can find them. I have confirmed that we are again having pizza this year, graciously thanks to a good friend of ours that's volunteered to pick that up on his way to the event. Of course, there'll be water and soda, plenty of drinks. And then also, if you want to just contribute a little bit something, feel free. Again, you don't have to, but you know, bring, if you want to make a, you know, a small dessert or bring buy out, go out into the store and buy a small package of cookies, feel free to bring that with you as well and share in the festivities.
Also, we'd like to mention that due to an anonymous donor contribution, that we are renting Steph's Coffee Shop down there in Mill Shoals for free. That's where we're having this half-year board game at. And we want to thank the person who's done it. We won't mention the name of this individual, but they've come forward and said, we will cover the cost. But we are accepting donations for this, though.
Yes, that's correct. Again, just to go off what Derek just said, you know, we're very gracious to... You know, have this individual pay for the rent. You can contact Dana Bear Four to be able to rent this building in the future. If you ever want to have it for your own parties or events, she'll definitely hook you up for that. But this year, yeah, in the future, of course, we will have rent expense. And, you know, I always like to go out and buy new games and, you know, keep variety each year as you come to these events. And then, you know, of course, I pitch in quite a bit to buy food and things like that. So, you know, even if you don't have to at all, again, this is a free event. I definitely want to stress that. But even, you know, $5, you know, you can hand it to either Derek or myself when you get there. You'll know who we are. And even just $5 just goes a long way. And it's not like I'm going to put it in my own pocket. I'll definitely have a kind of a fund set aside, and it's going to be this game day fund.
All right, Murph, again, you're listening here to Saturday Sunrise on WFIW AM and FM, as well as online at WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn, James Murphy, alongside. We're talking about our board game day, our half-year board game day. It's a board game party that's going to be held down there at Steph's Coffee Shop in Mill Shoals on Saturday, July 6th. Starting time just a little bit right after noon, 1 o'clock-ish. Murph, ever since Pong, Atari, Nintendo, among others, you know, video games are being played all around the world and a variety of genres, but, you know, board games and card games, they still have that lasting appeal. What do you think that is?
Oh, for sure. Definitely no discredit to video games. Of course, I grew up playing quite a bit of them, but I always come back to, you know, the root, which is board and card games. And I think it really stems from human interaction. You're not just watching a screen. with your fingers on a controller, moving a car around, so to speak. With board games, you're sitting at a table amongst friends. You get to laugh together. You get to share stories together. Sometimes it's good just to kind of get away from technology, the TV, and just spend some quality time with family and friends with a nice board game.
All right. And I think for me as well, when I think about it, I think it's about enjoying one each other's company, but also it is competitive, just like video games are. And there's that certain competitiveness that goes along with the board and card games. And real quick here, we just got a few more minutes to go here, Murph, but let's wrap it up here. Let's talk a little NBA real quick. That's been some talk during the offseason. Now, you mentioned the last time you were here, Golden State was going to win it all. They were going to win the NBA title. Well, it was Toronto, as we saw their shirts saying, we are North, so we are the North, or something like that. As the NBA offseason continues, and it's going to be months before the NBA season starts, it'll be here before we know it, but if you had to pick a favorite going into next season in the NBA, who do you think that's going to be?
It's still early on in the kind of seeing where things go as far as trades and things like that. But Lakers are, they've acquired Anthony Davis recently. You know, if they can, I heard he declined his option. So that's going to allow him another third spot. They can get another really good player there. I think they'll really bring a lot of competition, of course, to Houston and the Warriors. So we'll see what happens there. And, of course, everyone's got their eye on Durant to see where he goes. I don't think he would be back with the Warriors, the way now things are. So who knows? He might find another teammate to team up with.
Yeah.
And it's right now it's hard, but the way things are, it's really mixed. But I'm still saying Warriors are – you know, with Curry and Klay Thompson, if they can get healthy, and you got Cousins still there, I'd say so far, based on their experience and the level of play that they have, that, you know, they're still got a chance to win it again next year. But, you know, we'll see how these other teams are shaping up.
I think over in the East, I think Milwaukee is going to be the talk with Giannis and his crew, and certainly a good team over there in the NBA. So I think it'll be the top team in the East, but we'll see. Also, quick question here. This is a good one here. The NBA draft was held recently. If you had to select an NBA Hall of Fame legend, one who was in their prime, is now retired, if you were the GM and you wanted to build a team around that player, who would you pick?
Oh, what a question, Derek. There's so many good players. Of course, I follow NBA quite a bit ever since I've been growing up. But I would probably say Tim Duncan. You know, he's,
ooh, good one.
Yeah, one of the best power forwards of all time. He won 5 championships with the Spurs. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a great relationship with Popovich. He's well-rounded. You know, he's not flashy. You know, he plays his heart out. And he left it on the court, and he was an all-around good basketball player. So I'd say, just like the Spurs did when he was active and in his prime, I would certainly, no hesitation, build a team around him.
I think for me, I'm going to say Larry Bird. And with the NBA draft that was held recently, I would go with Ja Morant at the point guard spot. No disrespect to Dennis Johnson. Dennis was a great point guard, but if, you know, with the NBA draft that was held recently, if I had Larry Bird, and if I had the ability to, I would pick Ja Morant. Of course, he was the number 2 pick right behind Zion Williamson, but Ja Morant, an exciting point guard out of Murray State. Murph, it's always fun talking NBA with you, but again, the focus here is the 4th annual half-year board game party. Again, it's going to be held at Steph's Coffee Shop in Mills Shoals Saturday, July 6th. It's for all ages, free admission. We will accept donations. We're going to have a lot of food. Bingo is going to be played, where the blackout bingo round is a cash prize. For more information about the 4th annual half-year board game party, what's the best way to get a hold of you? Because they can get a hold of me here at the radio station. I'll be glad to answer any questions they may have.
Yeah, they can call me. My cell phone is 618-960-0871. Or if you're on Facebook and we're friends with either myself or Derek, you can find a link to our event. We'll be advertising that up until the day of the event, so you'll probably see a Facebook event post that you can join and get information on there. But certainly feel free to contact either one of us, and we'll get you the information you need, and we'd hope to see you there.
All right, Murph, that about does it for Saturday Sunrise. Thanks for joining me here on this Saturday morning, and I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up Saturday Sunrise. Have a wonderful Saturday.